Welcome to the Sooners Extra Postgame Podcast. I'm Ryan Aber, joined by Justin Martinez. We're going to make this relatively short and sweet tonight. After OU finished off a 28-11 win over SMU on Saturday night to move to 2-0. And Justin, this game tonight, much different than what we saw a week ago when the Sooners absolutely hammered Arkansas State 73-0.
Yeah, I think OU kind of expected to go into this. There's going to be more of a true test, more of a fight. Obviously, SMU is a team that has a good offense, even though they lost some pieces from last season. Defensively, they definitely made OU work a lot more this time around. But overall, I mean, I feel like OU responded well to the challenge. You know, they got a little bit close down the stretch there and then ended up getting 14 unanswered points to close this thing out and get the win. So overall, I feel like it was a pretty good test that they passed today.
Yeah, certainly, certainly good for the Sooners that they were able to finish it off, especially the way that the offense, I thought, responded there in the fourth quarter after not getting much outside of Tawee Walker for most of three quarters. Dylan Gabriel looked really uneven through a lot of this. The receivers, weren't great for them really until late, but Tawee Walker was so big for them early, especially that second quarter when he had 60 of his rushing yards, finished with a career-high carries, career-high yardage, career-high catches, career-high receiving yards. Just a monster game for Tawee Walker in a moment where the Sooners really needed it.
Yeah, I mean, the walk-on, you know, doing his thing, definitely taking advantage of the opportunities. I mean, they definitely are opportunities. You know, Jeff Levy talked about it. I believe on Monday that, you know, he was asked who's going to be able to get the most carries in the backfield. And he pretty much said, we're going to ride the hot hand essentially. And Tawee was definitely that guy today. Took advantage on the ground, really made some plays, like you said, when they needed to get things going. Just a matter of taking advantage of his opportunities. And he definitely did that today.
Yeah. And I thought the power that he was able to show in several instances, working really hard for an extra few yards. Heck, there was one carry that I remember where he had more than just a few extra yards after contact. It just seems to make him stand out over Javonte Barnes, Gavin Sawchuk, and Marcus Major. Now, obviously, I think all of those guys are going to have their moments this year. It's still going to be a little bit of running back by committee. But through two games, it certainly looks like Tawee Walker is sort of earned a spot as RB1 for this team.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there definitely are other options. You know, Marcus Major's a veteran guy of the group, the experienced guy, had a really nice catch today. Definitely someone who can be a threat in the passing game as well. Then you got Gavin Sawchuk, who didn't play in week one, managed to get just one carry today, but still a star for him. Definitely somebody who has a lot of potential as a playmaker. There's Javonte Barnes, someone who we all thought might be a workhorse type back this season. So there definitely are other options, but Tawee's taking advantage of the snap that he's gotten so far, and he definitely has emerged as their biggest threat on the ground so far.
And I asked him after the game if he thought that a scholarship was forthcoming for him after seeing some other players being placed on scholarship and after the production that he's had. He said that he wasn't worried about that, but it seems like if there's a scholarship to be given out at this point, it should be Tawee Walker's.
Yeah, I mean, we just recently saw Gavin Freeman getting his scholarship, definitely somebody who has also earned it. I just think it really speaks to, the culture that OU is trying to build right now where, hey, if you get onto this team, regardless of how you get here, as long as you take advantage of everything that you're given, you know, they're going to be rewarded. Gavin Freeman was the first example, and now it seems like Tawee's due to be the next one.
Yeah, and staying on the offensive side, I think one of the things that really stood out tonight was the package for Jackson Arnold, and Dylan Gabriel said there's a name for it. He wouldn't give it up. Wasn't over at Jeff Levy, so I'm not sure if he said anything about it, but Brent Venables said, yeah, we don't have a name for it. Gabriel sort of gave him up a little bit later, but wouldn't tell the name. We'll see how this thing develops, but sort of a work in progress, I guess. Had some good things, the 8-yard carry to get a first down, but also wasn't able to convert on a 4th-and-1 that turned the ball over, and SMU was able to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely just getting his feet wet with the new role. 4 carries, 11 yards, nothing too crazy. But, I mean, he definitely did show he's capable of running the ball during his time in high school. Denton Geyer, I believe it was 853 rushing yards, 23 touchdowns, something like that on the ground. Definitely a bigger body, you know, definitely has a strength. So they're going to find any way that they can to get him onto the field this season, you know. Obviously, Dylan Gabriel's still the main guy at the quarterback spot. But this is obviously a talented guy. He's just one of the face, future faces of OU football. So you might as well try to get him out there any way you can.
Yeah, especially because he's a guy who's not going to be here for 4 years. So it's not like you've – if things go the way that they expect, it's not like you've got a preserve a redshirt year for Jackson Arnold.
Right.
They expect him to, you know, move on to the next level. But I think the biggest thing that this thing has to develop is some other options when he's out there. Whether that's – I think the biggest thing was missing tonight was – throwing the ball out of that package. We didn't see Jackson Arnold throw the ball tonight. He had kept it on all but one of the plays that he was in, one handoff to Tawi Walker. I believe that's right. But they've got to find a way to keep that thing, keep defenses guessing when Jackson Arnold runs out on the field.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Jackson's definitely capable of it. You know, we saw it. In glimpses in the spring game, for example, a little bit of a week one as well. So he's definitely a talented guy. You know, they're going to give him his opportunities. But even if it's not throwing a lot at first, you know, definitely just getting him involved any way that they can. I think the run game is a pretty good way to, you know, get him acclimated.
Yeah, and then Dylan Gabriel tonight, I mentioned it earlier, but, you know, a little inconsistent, a little, you know, certainly was as sharp as he was a week ago. But some of that was some of the other things that were going on around him. But in the fourth quarter, when they really needed it, especially after SMU cuts it to 3, I thought Dylan Gabriel performed really well in those moments.
Yeah, he definitely showed some of his frustrations in the early going. You know, there was a play, I believe it was a pass to LV late in the first quarter. Right, you know, he was a little bit frustrated. I think he was 5 for 10 passing at the time. But, you know, really shook it off. I think that comes with the experience, redshirt senior quarterback. And like you said, really delivered down the stretch. 14 unanswered points, 2 touchdowns thrown for him. I just thought he looked really composed down there, which is exactly what you would expect out of your veteran leader.
Yeah, and then moving over to the defensive side, obviously it wasn't as crisp or as dominant as they were a week ago, but still a lot of encouraging signs. I thought at the top of that list probably had to be Kip Lewis, who had a career-high 9 tackles. I think he'd only had 5 in his career before tonight. And, you know, really showed that he can be a guy who can get regular reps in there and that they don't have to ride Danny Stutzman quite the way that they did last year when he was playing, you know, 90% of the plays and up.
Yeah, I think that last part is really the big thing there, is that you want to have other options where it doesn't have to be Danny. Obviously, he prides himself on being a leader of that unit and whatnot, but, you know, definitely having some depth is really valuable. And, you know, a young player like Kip, somebody who definitely has potential, is starting to get those opportunities. I mean, today he made the most of it. Like you said, 9 tackles. I thought it was a really strong performance for him.
Yeah, I thought his performance is what stood out to me. I know that Danny Stutzman had the 17 tackles, one off his career high, and he had some great plays, the fumble recovery being among them, had a sack as well, but several of those tackles were, you know, 10 to 20 yards down the field. But, you know, certainly some encouraging signs for this defense. And I think that's why Brent Venables, even with how everything went down today, and I know a lot of Sooners fans are probably a little unhappy with the overall performance tonight. But I think that's the defense's performance is one of the reasons why Brent Venables came in there and was – seemed to be pretty fired up about what his team was able to do.
Yeah, and you touched on maybe fans were expecting a little bit more of a blowout. I mean, this wasn't going to be a 73-0 win like it was against Arkansas State. You know, this was a good SMU team. This is, I think, a game that was believed to be, what, OU favored by 16, 15, something like that, which is pretty much on the money. So, I mean, it was supposed to be a tough game. It was supposed to be a real test for them. And overall, I feel like the defense stepped up. I feel like the offense responded well. When things did get close down to stretch. So, I mean, overall, it was a pretty solid win for them, I think.
Yeah, and then, you know, we haven't mentioned it yet, but special teams. I thought that that was really important for the Sooners tonight, not only for the block punt that Peyton Bowen had early in the game, but also the way that Josh Plaster and Luke Elzinga handled things from the punting perspective. And obviously you don't want to be punting five times like OU did tonight, but after just punting once last week, I think it looked like Plaster and Elzinga gave them an element that, as great as Michael Turk was, and he was fantastic. Michael Turk, by the way, was in the house tonight with Grace Lyons to watch this game. But, you know, I the pinning SMU inside the 24 times on five punts is very impressive.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there really weren't many, many opportunities to see the special teams, to see the punting game in week one. So they got their chance this time around. You know, Plaster averaged 42.7 yards per punt. But even other special teams, I mean, kickoff returns, you know, Jaleel Farouk starts out the game with a 29-yard return. That's solid as well. I just think overall, you know, they did a pretty good job of, you know, dominating the starting point of drives, you know, the you know, where they're starting off plays and also where the defense is starting off. I feel like overall they did pretty well on that side of the ball.
Yeah, and we'll have to see, you know, next week where this thing goes against a Tulsa team that they should go up there and beat. But certainly, and I just realized that I've been muted for who knows how long. So, but I think
you were talking about Tulsa coming up.
Yeah, Tulsa coming up, but also just the way that they were able to respond tonight. Brent Venables talked about after the game that maybe this is a game that they wouldn't have won last year. And because of the way that things went during the conference, during conference play. But tonight, after SMU makes it 14-11 there in the fourth quarter, they're able to respond and respond in a big way. And that's an encouraging sign for a team that, again, wanted no part of a team like Georgia tonight, which was the game that was initially on the schedule for this evening. But, you know, they were able to take advantage of what's turned out to be a pretty good program over there at SMU and a team that's, you know, making their preparations to make the move to the ACC next year.
Yeah, it's definitely a program on the come up. You know, I forgot what the exact number was, but this is an OU team that really struggled in one possession games last season. You know, they were they really struggled to pull those ones out. And here they are in the fourth quarter of this game against a good SMU team, only up by 3 points, and it managed to close it out and get the win. So I definitely think it is a building point. It might not be the dominant win like we saw in week one, but it's a win nonetheless, and now they move on to Tulsa.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. We're going to cut it off there. My voice is a little not the strongest this evening. I'm just fighting through some issues there, but thank you so much for joining us tonight on the Sooners Extra. We'll be back next week after the game in Tulsa, probably as we make our way back down the turnpike to the Oklahoma City area. But until then, you can check out our work every day at oklahoman.com and every morning in the Oklahoman for the best OU coverage anywhere.